Well, we are here today talking with some of the top seniors for 2023 at CAM High School, and we're starting with
Gavin Jessen.
All right, Gavin, introduce us to your family.
My dad is Jared Jessen, and my mom is Jean Jessen, and I also have two step-parents, Wiley Whaler and Sarah Watson.
Okay, very good. Let's talk about schoolwork. What classes did you enjoy in school?
Throughout the school years, I've always been in digital media and small business, so making stickers, making just around the school look nicer, and posting all of our social medias and our YouTubes and our live streams. We try to get all that running.
You're a technology guy?
Yeah, I try my hardest to be.
Okay, very good. What about teachers? Any teachers that really inspired you?
Well, just recently, Mr. Taylor came to the school, and that was just this year. And he's really stepped up into that role that Ms. Miller played last year. And she started it off well, but I think Mr. Taylor will keep doing good at that.
Okay, very good. What about extracurricular activities? What else has kept you busy?
I've been in speech all 4 years. I've been in football all 4 years, and I've been in golf all 4 years. And that's kept me pretty occupied. I did basketball when I was a sophomore and a freshman, but I eventually gave up on that. But winning that state championship last year that you guys might have heard was pretty big.
Might have heard about it, yeah. It kind of made the news. Talk a little bit about your favorite then. Do you have a favorite activity or a favorite memory that that you'll cherish?
Yeah, probably that football state championship. It was just such a big moment for this community and just the whole school.
Yeah, I kind of figured you'd probably say that. Let's talk about the future then. Now, what's going to be what's going on with you this fall?
I think I'm going to keep going into graphic design and technology-based stuff, so probably graphic design up in Iowa Central, maybe, but that's undecided.
Okay, why did you choose Iowa Central?
My brother went there, and he already has a pretty good path paved for me, but yeah, that's okay. Basically it.
Very good. Talk a little bit about your future then. Say 10 or so years down the road, do you see yourself maybe coming back around this area? Do you see yourself going elsewhere? Do you have a feel for what you'd like to be doing at that point?
I've always known myself as a bigger city boy. I don't really like around here. I don't like big trucks, and I don't like farming, but I'll probably move off to the city somewhere, but I'll definitely visit some old town friends and old town family.
Okay, very good. Give some advice to the younger students. Now that you've played through 4 years of high school, what would you tell the eighth grade class as they get ready to start in the fall?
Just be yourself, really. Don't let anybody tell you to be somebody different. Just always go what you want. Go for what you want.
Okay, very good. Gavin, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You bet. All right, who's next?
Sam Foreman.
All right, Sam, introduce us to your family.
My mother is Danielle Foreman, and I live with my grandparents, John and Connie Curry.
Okay, and let's talk about schoolwork. What classes did you enjoy?
Oh, this year I'm not really taking too many classes, but I guess I've enjoyed most of my math classes that I've taken throughout the years.
Okay, is that something that's always come pretty easy for you?
I'd say so, yeah.
All right. What about teachers? Any teachers that inspired you along the way?
This guy, he's not here anymore, and he wasn't necessarily a teacher, but Mr. Fogelman. I don't know. He was just always seemed to, if it was a bad day, you know, if it was rainy, cloudy, he always came in with a smile on his face and was happy for the day. So that was always a nice role model for me.
Yeah. Not a teacher, though?
No, I'm not. I'm not even sure he knew what his official position was, but I don't know, he did quite a bit, and he did a really good job when he was here.
All very good. All right. What about extracurricular activities? You've been pretty busy?
Yeah, I'm in a lot of athletics. I don't do any speech or anything like that, but I've participated in football, basketball, and track for all 4 years, and I did baseball for a few years, but I recently gave that up.
Any honors or achievements that you'll cherish when you look back on your high school career?
Oh, I've got a few, yeah.
Long list.
yeah, All-State football, something, honorable mention or something for basketball, track, yeah. We just got done with the Drake Relays not too long ago. That was a really fun experience, but yeah.
A lot of what you're talking about is stuff that's like team-oriented. You know, you've got a lot of folks that, it's not just you, it's other people helping along the way too. Do you like the team atmosphere?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it's fun. I get to go with all my friends during practices and games, and it's just fun enjoying the time with them. I mean, also track though. There's a bell. With track, I do like it too because I get a little bit individual with my individual events, of course. But yeah.
Okay, very good. Well, what about this fall for you? Where will you be?
Most likely I'll be heading down to SWCC. They got an electrician program down there that I'm getting enrolled in, and I think I'm going to continue my track and field career down there.
Okay, very good. So what about you down the road? Where do you see yourself?
Well, like I said, I'm getting in the electrical program down there. So it's a two-year program, so I'm thinking I'll go through there, move to a city for a few years, whatever, until I get my license. And then not exactly sure if I want to come back here and start a business yet or not, but the ultimate goal is to start a business somewhere.
Okay, very good. Well, give those eighth graders some advice. What do they need to know before they start high school?
Oh, geez. Just be respectful, you know, don't get on anybody's bad side. Really, not much more to it than that, but okay. Just be an enjoyable kid, make people like you, you know.
You bet. All right, Sam, thank you so much.
You bet.
All right, that's the boys. Now, let's move over here and take care of talking to the girls here. You are?
Reese Snyder.
Okay, Reese, introduce us to your family.
I have my mom and dad, Kelsey and Stavros Pentopoulos, and then my step-parents, Lindsay Pentopoulos and Jay Eden.
Okay. Talk about schoolwork then. What did you enjoy?
I enjoyed chemistry with Ms. Thomas. I really, like, first week in her class, I got it immediately and understood it, helped actually teach some of the other students or helped them out with homework.
Okay. Any teachers that you're going to look back on fondly when you think back of your high school years?
I'd have to say Brian Fogelman. He was a big one. He was always there for me and for many other students. Always helped them through anything.
Okay. Talk about extracurriculars. Talk about extracurriculars for you then. What did you enjoy?
I'm in basketball, track, or was in track. I'm in golf and volleyball. I really enjoyed basketball and volleyball and golf. Those are my main ones, and they always kept me busy.
Okay. Did you see yourself being that active when you started high school? Have you always just assumed you were going to do as much as you could?
Yeah, I actually started my freshman year off going into five sports plus two extra on the side for like AAU and stuff. I've always been active throughout elementary all the way up.
Okay, very good. How about honors? Any honors or achievements that you're going to remember fondly?
I made it to state in golf my sophomore year, missed it by a hair last year, and hopefully going to go to it this year.
Okay, very good. What's next for you then in the fall?
I'm going to be attending South Dakota State University up in Brookings, and I'll be going for teaching.
Okay. Do you know what you want to teach, what level, or what subjects?
I want to teach hopefully first or second grade. Okay. I really enjoyed it. Been interning with a couple teachers this year, and I've had a blast doing it.
Okay. Is that something you've always thought about?
Honestly, yes and no. When I was younger, I always wanted to be the teacher. Me and my sister would always play it, but then I changed throughout the year. I was being a construction worker and then went back to teaching, and I've always come back to it.
Okay. Well, give those eighth graders some advice then, too. What do they need to know about high school?
I'd have to elaborate off Gavin's. He said the right thing. Just be yourself and just participate do as many sports as you can, and yeah.
Okay, very good. Reese, thank you so much, and good luck in the future.
Thank you.
All right, next we have
Abby Tipkin.
Okay, Abby, introduce us to your family.
My mom is Leanne Tipkin, and my dad is Mike Tipkin.
All right, brothers, sisters?
I have a brother named Ben, and he's at Iowa State University right now.
Okay. Talk about your experience here. What classes did you enjoy?
I enjoyed the business classes with Mrs. Miller and then Mr. Taylor when he came, and then a couple with Ms. McAfee as well.
Okay. And any teachers at all that kind of inspired you?
I spent a lot of time with Ms. Thomas. She's kind of been like a mom figure here at the school for me, and she's been really nice to be with me through a lot of things. So.
Okay. Here, we'll throw this at Reese here too. I'll use you as an example. Reese wants to be a teacher. What qualities, now that you've experienced all these different teachers, what qualities makes a good teacher?
Oh gosh, just, you know, be a good teacher, but also be there for your kids, be for your students at least, you know. Create a relationship with them instead of just teaching them.
And you said that without looking at Reese once. Very good. All right, let's talk about extracurricular activities. What else has kept you busy?
I've been in cheer, dance, volleyball for a year, cross country for a year, basketball 4 years, track for 3 years, golf for a year, NHS, FFA. So I keep myself really busy.
Okay. Any favorites?
Definitely basketball. And then this year I've started to like golf a lot. It's just really fun. So.
Okay, very good. Any achievements that you're going to look back on that you're going to be really proud about?
I won Homecoming Queen this year. That was really big for me. That's about it.
Okay, very good. Talk about your future then. Where will you be in the fall?
I'll be at Iowa Lakes in Estherville in the Aviation and Airport Management Program.
Oh, wow. I don't hear that very often. Tell me about that.
I'll go up there for 2 years with a summer semester included and get all my licenses and then go off to be a pilot.
Okay. Is that something you've always thought about?
I wanted to be a flight attendant for a long time, and then this year I kind of switched to being the pilot. Mm-hmm. So.
Okay. Is that a path that you always kind of saw? What sparked you into that? Was there something that made you decide all of a sudden that you wanted to get into that field?
I mean, the salary, of course. That's a good point. But I've always loved flying and aviation in general. So.
Okay. Do you do some flying now? Have you done much with that?
I've been in a couple little planes here in Anita, but not anything huge.
Okay, very good. Well, it sounds like a lot of fun. Tell me about your future then. Where will you be down the road?
Hopefully flying some big planes here in the next 10 years. I'll probably move to the city, so I'm closer to a bigger airport. I've always loved the small town community kind of thing, so maybe I'll come back, but I'm planning on going somewhere big. So.
All right, very good. I thought you'd say up in the air. tell the eighth graders what they need to know about high school before they get started.
The biggest advice I wish somebody would have told me was to try a lot of things and find what you love, because if I would have done golf like my freshman year and dance and cheer my freshman year, I don't know, I just think that would have been a lot more fun to have more experience and have more time in the sports.
Okay, so. Very good. Well, thank you so much. Good luck in the future.
Thank you.
All right, excellent. Abby, Reese, Sam, Gavin, they're some of the tops of the class of 2023 at Cam High School.